Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
Welcome to Day 13 of Jonah. Today's title is Praising Him Before He Answers. G.K. Chesterton said, "We are perishing for lack of wonder, not lack of wonders." Our text today is Jonah 2, verse 9. "But I will offer sacrifices to you with songs of praise, and I will fulfill all my vows, for my salvation comes from the Lord alone." Jonah is still in the depths of the sea, inside a great fish. This is not the place where you would expect to hear songs of praise. Yet, in a watery grave, Jonah finally saw his own sin and the goodness of God clearly. The runaway prophet, now with nowhere to run, turns his heart toward thanking God. His thankfulness causes him to make some commitments to the Lord. He commits to offering sacrifices to the Lord and fulfilling his vows. It was when Jonah understood the severity of his situation that he made some serious commitments to God. Remember back in verse 7, Jonah had said, "And my earnest prayer went out to you in your holy temple." In the darkness of the stomach of a great fish, Jonah is looking forward to worshiping God again in his temple. Trent Butler describes Jonah's prayer as follows. "Still, in the belly of the fish, looking back at his desperation in the sea, Jonah looks forward to the temple experience. He believes he will once more see the temple. Once there, he will carry out his obligations to God. He will sing a song of thanksgiving at a special Thanksgiving ceremony. He will make the Thanksgiving sacrifice and share it with family, friends, and priests. He will recount all that God has done to deliver him and will testify about God's goodness to him. This is Jonah's promise to God, and this is exactly what he will do when he sees the temple again." Having reviewed all this, Jonah can only shout from the fish's stomach, "Salvation comes from the Lord." This is a personal confession. God had saved him. Standing at death's door, he cried for God's help and found God present at death's door. God had truly saved the prophet, and he wanted everyone to know about it. Most likely, he would repeat this song of thanksgiving at the Thanksgiving service in the temple and elaborate on it for his friends. Warren Wiersbe adds further insight into Jonah's confession. Jonah couldn't save himself, and nobody on earth could save him, but the Lord could do it, for salvation comes from the Lord. This is a quotation from Psalms 3:8 and 37:39, and it is the central declaration of the book. It is also the central theme of the Bible. How wise of Jonah to memorize the Word of God, because being able to quote the Scriptures, especially the book of Psalms, gave him light in the darkness and hope in his seemingly hopeless situation. Remember, Jonah is still inside the fish, at the bottom of the sea. He has not been delivered at this point. Yet he is still confident in God's salvation and plans to worship back at the temple very soon. Jonah is demonstrating incredible trust in God's power to save. He is thanking God before he is rescued. Jonah is praising him in the storm. Rather than worshiping God based on our circumstances, we should worship God unconditionally. God deserves our praise before he answers our prayers. And even if he doesn't grant us the answer we are looking for, he is still worthy to be praised. Ultimately, God saves every believer, and we will spend eternity with him in heaven. So praise his name. Even if you don't get what your heart desires on earth, he has already given you heaven. Remember what Job declared after he had lost everything. "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." God does rescue Jonah, and we will discuss that rescue tomorrow. But before it even happened, Jonah decided to praise the Lord. Now here's a few questions for today. Are your praises and commitments to God conditional? In other words, do you only thank Him when things are going well for you? How significant is it that Jonah is still in the belly of the great fish when he is praising God? How is Jonah's confession, "Salvation comes from the Lord," true no matter how your circumstances turn out? Join me in prayer. Lord, we do praise you. No matter what our circumstances are today, we praise your name because you are worthy, not because of our circumstances, but because you are holy. Teach us how to praise your name, even in the storms, even in the belly of a fish. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen.